Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting third. The left fielder, Kurt Bulfari. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Robin Roberts. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brandt for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bulfari moves to second. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball four. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brandt moves to third. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bulfari hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowens hits a pop-up towards third. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell is hit by the pitch. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell scores. Adair moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adair scores. Brown moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Orioles, 2. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to third. Roberts moves to second. Bob Locker now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brandt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. Roberts scores. Aparicio moves to third. It's 4-2, Orioles. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bulfari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hansen hits a line drive into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 4, Orioles, 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. John Romano now playing first base. J.C. Martin now catching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair strikes out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn pinch hits for Robin Roberts. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Hall now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Hansen moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry bunts towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to third. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bob Locker. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford now playing third base. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Al Weiss now playing second base. Dave Nicholson now playing left field. Tommy McSee R.A. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Brandt moves to second. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Palfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowens hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson strikes out. 1 out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair bunts towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adair for the out. Powell moves to second. 1 out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Dick Hall. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Hansen moves to second. It's 6-4, White Sox. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hansen. The throw from Brown and he is out, Robinson applying the tag. 1 out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss bunts towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Adair covering, for the out. Berry moves to second. 2 outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Buford is walked intentionally. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Brandt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bulfari hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.